Love,
Blog Talk Radio.
I let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord. Send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord. Send a revival, Lord. Send a revival. Love and a revival. Let it begin with me. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Let it begin with me. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. I let it begin with me. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. It begins with you. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. I let it begin with you. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Larry Biggie with us. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Larry Biggie with us. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a we praise thee, O Lord. For the Son of thy King, for Jesus who died on his Maranatha. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O Lord, for the Son of thy King, for Jesus who died on his Maranatha. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O Lord. For the Son of thy King, for Jesus who died and is not gonna burn. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory, revival again, Thy bones are alive again. Thy bones are living. Thy bones are alive again. Thy bones are living. Lali uvai sebo to do walking. Sebo ebo thy bones are living. Thy bones are rising again. Thy bones are rising. Thy bones are living again. Thy bones are rising again. La de uva e sebo to do walking. Sebo ebo thy bones are rising again. Oh yes. Dry bones must leave again. The body of dry bones. They received the power of the Holy Ghost and they came alive. Tonight, everyone is going to come alive through this revival service online. God is going to keep awakening you by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to come alive in the name of Jesus. Whatever died in our lives, to come alive, our prayer life to come alive, our evangelism life to come alive, our soul winning life to come alive. Oh yes, our spiritual life come alive. Everything that died to receive life tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, send a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Hallelujah, begin with me. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Hallelujah, begin with you. Hallelujah, love. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Hallelujah, begin with us. Hallelujah, love and a revival. Love and a revival. Love and a revival. Very big we are. Hallelujah. Love and a revival. Very big with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory, Holy Spirit, minister to us tonight. God visit us mightily. Oh God, give us an open heaven. Let there be a visitation from on high. Lord, pour your spirit, your power upon everyone that is coming into this broadcast. Let there be a heavenly sent revival into the life of everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. Everyone is welcome to this revival service. I tell you, God is going to bless every one of you and do you good. We look at the scripture tonight. We're going to be praying, asking God to visit us in a mighty way. To send us an outpouring of his spirit. Revival means coming alive. That we die, receive life. That we die, come alive, rejuvenation. Yes, that's what it's all about. Bringing back to life. Many people, their spiritual life are dead. They are not as prayerful. They don't study the word of God. They are not tuned to heaven. You know, we need to awaken all the people. So revival is awakening. You know, wake up the mighty men, mighty women. I begin to praise God and worship God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. This month of July 2023 is our month of supernatural divine visitation from on high. It's our month of open heaven for divine grace, mercy, and favor. It's our month of supernatural divine blessing, abundance, and prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we look at this scripture, we see the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, the prophet Habakkuk was prophesying, the Lord, send down your revival again. Revive us again in the midst of the year. In the middle of the year, this is the middle of the year, June and July. They are the middle of the year. And it is a time when we pray for revival, for God to visit us mightily, for God to do something new. Do something new in our life, something great in our life, something beautiful in our lives. Oh God, do something wonderful in our life, something precious in our life, something good in our life. Oh God, yesterday's gone. Another day has come, do something God in our life. Yesterday has gone, another day has come, do something new in our life. Do something wonderful in our life, something great in our life. Something beautiful in our lives. We pray. There's something wonderful in our lives. Something beautiful in our lives. Something gracious in our lives today. We cannot do without Him. We cannot do without Him. We gotta do without Him. Holy Ghost, we cannot do without You, Lord. We cannot do without You, Lord. We cannot do without You, oh Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Give us an open heaven today. And open heaven tonight. And open heaven right now. Pour your spirit upon all flesh. Yes, Lord. Pour your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace, your mercy, your favor upon every one of us, Lord. Oh, God of blessings, pour your blessings upon us. Oh, God of blessings, pour your blessings upon us. Your blessings flow and abide forevermore. Yes, we look at his scriptures in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. It says, Lord, send down your revival in the middle of the year. Send us your revival once again. Revive your work, O Lord, in the midst of the year. Revive thy walk, O Lord. Revive thy walk, O Lord, in the midst of the year. In the middle of the year. We are in the middle of the year. So we are praying God to revive His work, to revive our life, to revive our families, our homes, revive our businesses, revive ourselves, revive every area of our life. Yes, God is sending us His revival. Send your revival. Lord, send your revival into every life that is coming into this broadcast tonight. Send us your Holy Ghost revival in the name of Jesus Christ. They revive us again. Psalm 85, verse 6, revive us again in the midst of the year. It is a prayer. And the revival means coming alive, bringing back to life, quickening, awakening, rejuvenation. What died should receive life. That is revival. And there are many people who some area of their lives have died spiritually, their spiritual life have died. So there should be an awakening. Yes. There should be an awakening. Wake up the mighty men and the mighty women. Get your spirits ready. It is time for war, spiritual warfare. Power of darkness trying to pull down the work of God, the church of God. And the intercessors should begin to pray and intercede and travail in prayer. Wake up the mighty men. Wake up the mighty women. Awake, awake, awake. Oh, yes, the Holy Ghost is calling for awakening of the church of God, the Christians and the believers all over the world. There should be an awakening. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to the end talks about the valley of dry bones, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37 from verse 1 to the end. Read about the valley of dry bones. This valley was filled with dry bones. And the Spirit of God lifted the prophet Ezekiel to go to the valley of dry bones and speak the word of God to this valley. And the prophet Ezekiel got to the valley of dry bones. The valley was filled with dry bones of men and women. These are people of God who are backslidden and falling away. Now there's no life in them. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. The valley of dry bones. See, with dry bones of human beings, you know, people who are supposed to be serving God, men and women, an army of God, they are now a valley of dry bones. The spirit is not there. The word is not there. The power is not there. The anointing is not there. The grace and the favor and the mercy of God is not upon their lives. And so they were very dry. Dry. Many people are like that. They are dry spiritually, dry financially, dry in their marriage home, dry in their marital, dry. You know, people are just dry. But tonight, God is speaking to you that dry bones can live again. Dry bones can arise again. Dry bones can receive the word of God. Dry bones can receive the spirit and the power and the anointing and the grace and the mercy. Ah, Rabata. Hey, God, give us an open heaven tonight. And let there be an outpouring of your spirit and your power, your anointing, your grace and your mercy. Yes, to flow to everyone that is enjoying broadcast right now all over the world. Let there be a visitation from on high. Yes, an outpouring of your Holy Ghost power on earth to God. Like days of Azusa Street revival. Yes, Lord, the promise of the Father that will pour out my spirit upon all flesh in the later days. God said it will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams and see visions and revelations. Yes, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have never changed. You will not change. Oh, yes. He sent us a root of sweet revival from the world's revival, Brownsville revival of Assemblies of God in Florida. And then the Canadian airport, Toronto airport revival. The world has seen so many revivals. The most recent is the Missouri and then Kentucky just experienced some revival. You know, God is very willing to pour his spirit and power upon our flesh. But you must be ready. Oh, yes. How do you prepare your heart for a revival? You have to cleanse your heart. You confess your sins and repent of your sins. Ask God for forgiveness, to have mercy upon you. Let Jesus come into your heart, into your life. Let him dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. He's the one you need. And so the prophet Ezekiel came to the valley of revival. And the valley was filled with dry bones. Dry bones, no lie. And then God said to the prophet Ezekiel, speak the word to these dry bones. And the prophet Ezekiel began to speak the word of God. The word of God giveth life. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Haraba, sandori bababa, iblondo kondoria. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God, the Rhema word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The prophet Ezekiel began to speak the word of the valley of dry bones. And this valley of bones of men and women began to receive the word of God. The word of God given life and life more abundantly. Jesus had the devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. He came to give life. He is the author of life. Yes. Jesus came to give you life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gave to us. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gave to me. Abundant life. Abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to you. Abundant life, abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to me. Abundant life, abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to us. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. He was life, and the life was the light of man. And the prophet Ezekiel chapter 7, the prophet Ezekiel began to speak the word of life, began to speak the word of God. To the valley of dry bones. And this word went forth. God said this word. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. God said this word. And his word went forth. And brought salvation and deliverance and healing to the people. Psalm 107 verse 20. There is something about the word of God. As you hear the word of God, faith begins to rise in your soul. The word of God gives life and life more abundantly. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Here Messiah, Yanduru Brokondori Baba. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you are hearing the word of God, you are receiving life. You are receiving strength. You are receiving vigor. You are receiving, hey, Messiah, something good is happening in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. So when Ezekiel began to speak the word of God, the valley of dry bones, and the valley of dry bones, they began to receive the word of God. As they were receiving the word of God, life began to start in them. Life began to come into their being. The life of God began to come into their spirit. They began to receive flesh in their bones. They began to receive life and strength. And the bones began to come together. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to the end. And the bones began to arrange themselves. And the bones began to receive strength. And the bones began to receive flesh. And the bones began to receive mouths. And the bones began to develop. Because the word of God, it gives life. It gives strength. It gives healing. It gives deliverance. It gives salvation. It gives miracle. The word of God is the word of life. The word of God is the word of life. The word of God is the bread of life. The word of God is the bones of the world. Oh, yes, the valley of dry bones began to receive the word of God. The valley of dry bones, they started to receive the word of God. And the word of God began to come into their spirits. The word of God began to come into their lives. The word of God began to strengthen and empower them. The word of God began to make them to come out. And then they receive flesh. Then they receive strength. Then they receive vigor. But it's not all. God says, Son of Man, Prophet Ezekiel, call the Holy Ghost to come on this valley of dry bones. Yes, Prophet Ezekiel. If by the Holy Spirit, call the Holy Spirit to fill this valley. And then the prophet Ezekiel did. And he called on the Holy Ghost. Hey, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit to come down and fill this valley of dry bones. And the prophet Ezekiel 37, invited the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost to come down on this valley of dry bones. And the Holy Ghost came down and filled the valley of dry bones. The Holy Ghost came upon the valley of dry bones. And the valley of dry bones, they began to receive power. Yes, I receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Yes, I receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts 38, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And Jesus was empowered by the Holy Ghost to do all the works of God. Hey, Messiah, Jesus could not do the work done by his strength. He needed to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to do the work. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon me. To preach deliverance to the captive, to set the captive free. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Jesus opened the word of God to Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Said, this day the Holy Ghost has come upon me to minister deliverance to the oppressed. Oh yes. There's power in the Holy Ghost. Have you received the power since you believe? Have you received the power since you believe? I'll receive the power if you believe. I'll receive the Holy Ghost if you believe. Have you received the Holy Ghost if you believe? Have you received the power if you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power if you believe. Have you received the Holy Ghost if you believe? Have you received the power if you believe? Have you received the anointing if you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. If you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? If you believe, have you received the power? If you believe, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. If you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? If you believe, have you received the power? If you believe, have you received the anointing? If you believe, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. If you believe, I will receive the power. If you believe, I will receive the Holy Ghost. If you believe, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. If you believe, yes, have you received the Holy Ghost power since you believe? Have you received the anointing since you believe? Holy Ghost power since you believe. Oh, yes. So the valley of dry bones, they began to receive the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost fell there like the day of Pentecost. Like in the days of Pentecost, power follow me, Holy Ghost, fire, fire, follow me. Holy Ghost, power, power, follow me. Like in the days of Pentecost, power follow me. The Holy Ghost came down on the valley of dry bones. They received the power of the Holy Ghost, and this valley of dead people became alive. Tonight, as this word of God is coming forth, I know there are so many valley of dry bones. There are many people whose lives are so dry. They don't have Jesus Christ in their life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. You don't have Jesus, you don't have life. As many have received Christ, so then God gave power to become the sons of God. If you don't have Jesus, there is a valley of dry bones. There are so many valley of dry bones around today. Many people, men and women, boys and girls, old and young, they don't allow Jesus in their life. They are a valley of dry bones. You have never repented. You have never accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You are a valley of dry bones. There are so many people today. Their lives are without God. With God, all things are possible. When you don't have God, you don't have hope. When you don't have God, you don't have anything. When you don't have God in you, you are a valley of dry bones. Valley of dry bones. God is telling you today, you don't have to be a valley of dry bones. You need to receive the Spirit. You need to receive the Word of God. You need to receive Christ. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundant. Yes, let the Word of God dwell in you, richly. Yes, hey, Messiah. Let this month of July be your month. Let this day be your day. Let this hour be your hour. Yes, let God send you a revival. Let the Holy Ghost quicken you. Quicken me, quicken me. Let the Holy Ghost quicken me. I've had a trumpet sound, and in Christ I must be found. Oh, the power of the Lord quicken me. Quicken me, for the power of the Holy Ghost come quicken me. See? Oh, Rababaya, Kanduri, Blogudu, Yikidi. There are so many on this broadcast. They are just like the valley of dry bones. Dry life, dry, no spirituality, no prayer, no word of God, no serving God, no going to church, no serving God. Valley of dry bones. Today, I prophesy to you that the word of God has come into your life. Jesus is the word of God. The Spirit of God come into your being and fill you to overflowing. Hear it, Messiah. Let this word of God dwell in you richly. Let Christ dwell in you. Yes, Christ in you is the hope of glory. You are not supposed to be a valley of Bible. Let the word of God come into your life. Let the Spirit of God come into your life. Yes. And it became an army of God's people. That valley became an army of God's people. Marching through the land. God got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, yes, healing your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your hand. And in the army, I've got a part. God got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, yes, healing your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in the army of God is past. The valley of dry bones became an army of God's people. God got an army marching through the land. Deliverance in their palm, healing in their hand. In that army, you've got a path. Don't be a valley of dry bones. Be an army of God's people marching through the land. Oh, yes. I tell you, God is doing a new thing in your life. Begin to pray as we go into the month of July. We are expecting God to move mightily by his power, by his spirit, for the Lord to touch everyone. Worship God in spirit and in truth. And let God visit you mightily this month of July. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the grace and the blessing, the power, the Spirit of God, the anointing and the presence of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. So everyone begin to pray. As we move into the month of July, pray for God's visitation. Let God do a new thing in your life. Let it be a new beginning in your life. Let him fill you with his spirit, with the power of God. Let him revive you and quicken you from spiritual deadness, that you might come alive. Every aspect of your life that died, receive life and life more abundant. In the name of Jesus, we shall not die but live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in judgment be condemned. In the name of Jesus. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I want to thank every one of you who joined us in this broadcast. God bless you. And as many of you that are heading to keep this ministry going, God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus. We are all covered with the blood of Jesus. The angels of God that camp around you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, tomorrow, Saturday, we have another session by 5 p.m. to 6, and then on Sunday, the same thing. But just last week, Sunday, we couldn't come on air because there were other things that crowded me up. I couldn't, come on air. And I know some of you expected us, but this tomorrow, we're going to be able to perform on Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. daily. Want you all to come and receive what God has for you in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who want to call us for prayer, area code 202-460-7110. or 240-828-9374. Feel free to email us or text us or WhatsApp us. Send us your prayer request. We are here for you. And we know God will bless you abundantly. Jesus loves you, Felicia and I. We love you. And we say God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Yes, please. Share this message with everyone. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, and let it go viral. Because the Holy Ghost revival to reach the ends of the earth. For them to know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. So with this broadcast, we are able to reach so many souls all over the world. Email this message to them, tweet it out, share it with them. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Let this message go viral around the world, bringing the message of revival to the nation. Yes, that's what it's all about. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. And we say, blessed, wish you a blessed and a prosperous month of July. As we move into July, may July be the beginning of revival. Patience and blessing upon your life and family in the name of Jesus Christ. He's dawning up a new day, he's dawning up a new day, he answered me, he's dawning up a new day. A new day, he's dawning up a new day, he answered me, he's dawning up a new day, the devil is a liar. He's running up a new day, he has done. He's running up a new day, running up a new day, running up a new day, he has done. He's running up. Jesus is a savior, he's running up a new day, he has done. He's running up a new day. The devil is a liar, he's running up a new day. He has done. He's done enough a new day. Done enough a new day. Done enough a new day. He has done. He's done enough a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Amen and amen. He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me home. Jesus has done so much for me. He has taken away my sickness. Life to our foundation. Life to God's Jesus is coming again. Jesus is already. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is, are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus, are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus, are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Eternal life from God. You make a way of sin by no one. Eternal life from God. The world is to be free. Worthy to be praised, my Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Lord Jesus.